This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1617. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program. This edition recorded May 16th. Australia, Bangladesh, Belgium, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, China, Colombia, Congo, Costa Rica, Croatia, Cyprus, Diego Garcia, Equatorial Guinea, Fiji, France, Hong Kong, Iceland, Iran, Japan, Lithuania, Mali, Mexico, Myanmar, Netherlands, Paraguay, Philippines, Spain, South Sudan, Ukraine, USA, Venezuela, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. We finally have the new A12 complete transmission schedule of Radio Australia, which for some reason was delayed. It came out on May 11th and was updated May 15th, and it confirms and explains many of the new times and frequencies we'd been logging for quite some time. One thing we noticed but have not yet monitored was a new French broadcast to the Pacific. French used to be a regular language on Radio Australia until it was dropped several years ago. But now it's scheduled at 0300 UT for 15 to 30 minutes, Monday through Friday, on 12080 via Brandon and 15515 via Shepparton. Nigel Holmes notes that it is produced primarily for interchange distribution to relay partners. And the same frequencies during that half hour carry the Pacific English service on Saturday and Sunday, and apparently also on other days when French is not available. Rather than discuss the new frequencies and the changes, I'm going to quote part of the schedule designated for the Central Pacific, including Fiji, Samoa, and the Cook Islands. But these are on azimuth, between 50 and 100 degrees from Shepparton, which means they carry right on to North America. I'll leave out some of those which are not likely to propagate during the daytime. 20 to 23 UT on 15515. 21 to 23, 13630. 21 to 01, 21740, which does very well. 23 to 03, 19,000 even, another new one. 23 to 03, 17795. 01 to 05, 15160. 0330 to 06, 15515. 05 to 08, 13630. 06 to 1530, 11945. 08 to 15, 9580. Of particular interest is 11945, which during the first 4 hours, 06 to 10 UT, is shown on an azimuth of 100 degrees, which is not used for any other Radio Australia transmission. I'm wondering if it's a typo, but if not, it's aimed across an area of the Pacific where there isn't very much, at least not English-speaking, French Polynesia, and not too far from Pitcairn. It enters North America at Guatemala. Ron Howard in California says, for the third Monday, I have heard the SAARC news bulletin in English from Bangladesh Betar on 4750. That was May 7th at 12:35 to 12:42. However, reception was poor, mixing with China, and no sign of Indonesia on that frequency. The 30th anniversary special for DX Antwerp, May 12th, was widely heard, as expected, via France and French Guiana. And they probably sent an EQSL card to be followed by one in the mail. You can see it at my QSL gallery via worldofradio.com. And of course, I meant to mention that also via worldofradio.com, the archive of DX Listening Digest, you may also see the complete new Radio Australia transmission schedule. That's in DX Listening Digest number 12-20. In Shortwave Bulletin, Frederick Dorain reports some Bolivians on shortwave. He mostly DX's medium wave. This was from a mobile location, a very low noise area. May 10th at 0208. Radio Jura in Bolivia on 4716.70, signing off with their recording and good signal strength. and went off at 0210 with a short sound of windows. Da-da-da-da, I assume. Then there was Red Patria Nueva, a rarely reported Bolivian in La Paz, 10 hertz below 6025, May 11th at 0239, with a sports report just before going to pop music. They announced that frequency as well as 1020 and FM 94.1. Also from Bolivia, Radio Fides, tentative on 6154.93, May 11th, signing off at 0204 after a sporting program, although he could not get an ID despite a good signal level. Since May 11th, I've been hearing both frequencies of Radio Nacional da Amazonia, Brazil, on the air all night, since they are active around 0500. Previously, they ran all night only on UT Sundays, 6180 and 11780. Unfortunately, that means more interference for Mexico, 5 kHz away, until it signs off 6185 at 0500. I suppose the morale is very low at Sackville as they know they're about to lose their jobs, causing more and more transmission errors. Why should they care? The main one I keep noting is the CRI English broadcast at 05 to 06, which is supposed to be on 6190. Sometimes it is, but other nights it's been on 6080, which is the CRI relay frequency supposed to end at 0500. And this causes a huge collision with Radio Japan in Spanish via Bonaire for half an hour at 0500 on 6080. And also produces a mixing product from Sackville on 6140 as it leaps over the English Radio Japan relay there on 6110. However, on at least one occasion, instead of 6080, they put this transmission on 7305, which is a frequency Sackville uses much earlier in the evening to relay Vatican Radio. That was on May 13th. Maybe it'll happen again, where reception was very good and not causing interference. The 1200 UT broadcast of Radio Japan is supposed to be on 6120, but on May 11th, I was hearing it on 11750. Once again, failure to make a frequency change, since before that hour they are relaying China on that frequency. Steve Hanner has put out a new PDF publication, The People's Republic of China Behind the Great Wall of Silence, Jamming, Response, and Policy, mainly about Firedrake jamming, and he offers to send a PDF version of it free to people requesting it by email to shortwavereport@yahoo.com. They must include name and country of residence, but postal address is, of course, not needed. Hector Arboleda in Colombia sent this exclusively to Dario Monferini, news of a new AM station in Medellin on 940 from the University of Medellin. It's been testing with music and announcements, and no call sign is known yet. However, they have a website, and apparently they've already had a streaming radio station known as Frecuencia U for university. Radio Congo, that is the one with Brazzaville, has only one active shortwave frequency, 6115. It's sometimes reported around 18 UT from Europe or further east as far as Australia or New Zealand, but at that hour it's just about impossible in North America. We're hoping that they would have a morning broadcast as well when we could hear it. Now, Jorge Freitas in Brazil reports hearing something in French on that frequency, May 13th, around 0630, 6115. He could not get an ID, however. Could this be Radio Congo? Well, I see that the Aoki list does show a morning transmission from 0600 to 0830 in French and Lingala, as well as evening at 1700 to 2030, although it doesn't seem to be on the air that entire span, so further checks needed of 6115. Beware of Radio Nikkei Japan, also on that frequency, which has been known to run language lessons, including in French, but it's a bit early for that to be propagating at 0630. Voice of Croatia always waits until May to make their summer frequency changes for the relays via Germany, and now they have 7375 replaced again by 9925. Between 2200 and 05 UT, mostly in Croatian, but with some segments in English for a quarter hour, including some music, at 22:15 and 0200, and Spanish at 22:30 and 0230. They have two transmitters in Wechtachtel, Germany, running at once, covering four different azimuths during that seven-hour period. After 0500, they have a broadcast direct from Croatia with 100 kilowatts on 7410, starting at 05, with a brief English newscast scheduled at 0600. But that may be too late to propagate usward in the summer. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania and Wolfgang Büchel in Germany have been monitoring the weekend-only broadcast from the Cyprus Broadcasting Corporation, nominally 2215 to 2245 UT, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on 5925, 7220, and 9760. But the broadcasts are irregular. Sometimes there's just a carrier, and often they start a few minutes late. On SWL at QTH.net, Steve Bryant in Virginia reports hearing AFN Diego Garcia, May 15th at 0130 on 12759 USB with a strong signal. He says it's not one of the usual AFRTS stations, but a simulcast of their local FM station called Power 99, and they have a Facebook page, including lots of photos and indicating they are interested in shortwave reports, although not many posts this year mention that. Their other frequency, presumably still used during the local night hours, is 4319. I'm wondering if now they are only relaying the local station on shortwave, or if at times they're still broadcasting AFRTS from Los Angeles. I've yet to hear it since reactivation, but Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania still hears Radio Nacional Bata, Equatorial Guinea, on 5005. May 11th at Sinon at 0458, heard until 0530 with Spanish ballads and talk, a wide variety of Spanish pop music, local Afro-pop, and high-life music. Poor during noisy conditions. Also the next night, it's signed on at 0536, heard until 0555 with the same type of programming. He says the sign-on time is very irregular, varying between 0453 and 0539 the past 2 months. Here's some hot news from WRN. A new station for Fiji is scheduled to start June 4th at 0830 to 0900 on 11565 via Palau. It's called Domo Iviti, D-O-M-O-I-V-I-T-I. I'm not sure what its agenda is, whether it's clandestine or at least political. If you Google on that name, you'll find there are at least two programs or stations called that already in Auckland and Sydney, presumably run by Fijian expatriates. So possibly it's related to the upcoming shortwave service. There could be another shakeup in French broadcasting affecting Radio France International. Rapid TV News via CamAndrewElliott.com reported on May 9th, in a rather convoluted attempt at translation, that newly elected President François Hollande looks set to take advantage of his tenure to unravel some controversial TV reforms launched by former President Sarkozy. One of those, of course, was merging Radio France International with France 24, the TV service. This may have been another year without any shortwave weather broadcasts for the South China Sea yacht race between Hong Kong and the Philippines. At least we didn't hear about it. They usually happen in April. However, in Cumbre DX, Bob Wilkner says he still hears weather broadcasts from Hong Kong. These are aviation broadcasts on 8828 USB, May 9th at 10:45 to 10:50, and no doubt many other hours at that time. He's also heard long wave from Iceland, way down in South Florida, 189 kilohertz, May 3rd at 0122 to 0140. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1617. Our thanks this week for financial support from Dan Sheedy in California, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. In the NASFA flash sheet, Jim Ronda in Tulsa reports hearing the Baha'i clandestine for Iran, Radio Payem Edost, May 12th at 0250 on 7460 via Pridnestrovia, Moldova. It was in Farsi with a short vocal selection and internet address, and more music and talk alternating after 0300. It seems that Iran is no longer being relayed by Lithuania, but they have a couple of other clients and are still on the air. Alex Dyadishov in Ukraine confirms that the single NHK relay is still heard on 6165 in Russian at 0430 to 05. There are also relays scheduled of Radio Liberty in Uyghur and Tatar Bashkir. I've been wondering if the China Radio International relay in Bamako is still functioning amid all the strife in Mali. It's always been hard to hear, probably underpowered and certainly not aimed usward, so I've checked out the currently registered schedule. I was able to hear a very poor carrier only, May 16th at 1400 on 17630, when they're scheduled to start a two-hour English broadcast, also on 13685. They also have some French, Arabic, Hausa, Portuguese, and Chinese. See if you can confirm this other English broadcast at 20 to 2130 on 13630 and 11640. In ADX via Wolfgang Büschel, Jürgen Vaga, touring in Bangkok, Thailand, confirms hearing the new daytime frequency from Myanmar, 9590. At 0200 UT, a middling signal but no interference from the Kachin Broadcasting Station. An historic event last week, I hope you heard at least part of it, was the final Dutch broadcast of Radio Nederland for a continuous 24-hour period, May 10th and 11th. In case you didn't, there have been some audio and video excerpts posted, including one at the Radio Netherlands website of the final 10 minutes. Well worth watching. You'll find a link to it in, of course, DX Listening Digest 12-20. However, there are still some private Dutch stations broadcasting on shortwave via high-power transmitters in Germany. As DX Remix News in Bulgaria reminds us, Transport Radio in Dilishan, also playing music from May 14th, is scheduled Monday through Friday at 08 to 10 UT on 6095. And Mighty KBC Radio in English and Dutch and music from May 12th is scheduled Saturdays and Sundays at 09 to 16 on 6095, perhaps to be expanded until 17 UT. Paraguay is not that far, but Argentine DXers are now reporting a very strong signal from Radio Nacional on 920 kHz. So apparently they've got their new 100 kilowatt transmitter going, such as Jose A. Kutcher, May 10th at 23 UT. In Uruguay, also not far away, Horacio Nigo replies, it must be their new transmitter, Breaking Frontiers on medium wave. I had reported some distortion and unstable carrier from one of the FEBC Philippines transmitters in Chinese on 9430. That was noted by Guy J. West of FEBC, who sent this reply. It's always good to hear if we have technical issues. We'll be looking into what the problem was. We've not had any vintage equipment in Bokaui transmitter site for nearly a decade. The contingent of transmitters in Bokaui is one Continental 418 installed in 92 and upgraded to Series F in 2002, one former KFBS Continental 418 upgraded to Series F, moved in 2002, plus two Continental 418Fs also installed that year. We had a fifth Continental 418F installed in Bokaui, which went on the air in April from the former KFBS units in Saipan, decommissioned last year. We recently completed a complete renovation of our IBA Philippines facility, which included replacement of our last vintage transmitter with a former KFBS 418F. We also installed a second former KFBS 418 at IBA and moved the existing Continental 418D there to backup service since it has not had the digital modulator upgrade. I suspect the program in question was running on our oldest EBA unit since retired as part of a maintenance strategy to free up a transmitter in Bokaui for service. We've been working through major refits of both Bokaui and EBA for the past 10 years and are nearly complete. Our staff are enjoying being able to provide stronger, cleaner signals with new gear. It was quite a race over the last 12 months to see if the old transmitter at EBA, a GE from the 1940s, could be kept alive until we could get the unit moved from KFBS and installed. I am sad to note that another station with continuing technical problems is Radio Exterior de España, both from their Noblejas site in Spain and from the Costa Rica relay. The worst this past week was May 9th at 0555 UT, when the 9630 Costa Rica relay was extremely distorted and splattering all over the 31-meter band, plus and minus 300 kilohertz from 9330 to 9930. And when music played, it went out another 100 kilohertz each side, blotting out or severely interfering with all other stations on the band. It might have been that way for the previous 4 hours or more when the transmission was scheduled to start. All this cleared up as they were about to sign off just after 0600, and fortunately the next night things were back to normal, but it could happen again. Another bad mistake was putting the 15110 transmitter on the wrong frequency, 15385. Heard May 11th at 2015 with a very good signal, but nothing on 15110, and it must have collided with KJES in New Mexico between 19 and 1930, which is supposed to be on 15385. Yet another serious problem was the very strong 17850 Costa Rica relay, May 12th at 1914, which was putting out multiple spurs at intervals of somewhere between 13 and 14 kilohertz above and below that frequency. In fact, I counted 13 above and 9 below, between 17725 and 18030. That intriguing new clandestine from northern Sudan to the south, the voice of South Sudan Revolutionary Radio, is being reported with this observed schedule by DX Remix News in Bulgaria, but I'm sure very much subject to change. Between May 12th and 15th, Ivo Ivanov says it was on 15725 from 0544 until 0800, but it's colliding with Pakistan and Urdu until 0700, and also on 11650 from 1244 until 1500, but with very strong co-channel interference from China in Esperanto and Amoy starting at 1300. Alexander Jadishchov reports on Ukraine's medium wave scene. As of May 15th, Ukrainian radio resumed broadcasting via 5 medium wave transmitters which were previously silent, 3 of them on 549 kHz, also on 1242 and 1431. He has details of the exact hours and also of other medium-wave frequencies still running in the new DX Listening Digest 12-20. Via Mike Cooper, this from the BBG Watcher blog, May 11th, headlined, IBB Staff Tries to Avoid Senate Confirmation of New BBG CEO. The International Broadcasting Bureau Director, Richard Lobo, and his staff are working behind the scenes on Capitol Hill, trying to get approval for legislation that would limit congressional oversight of the Broadcasting Board of Governors, the federal agency in charge of taxpayer-supported U.S. international broadcasts, and allow them to hire a new CEO who would not be subject to Senate confirmation and congressional oversight. Some of the 9 members of the BBG have been kept in the dark about significant details of the efforts by Lobo and his staff to reorganize the federal agency in charge of USIB by reducing congressional oversight. At least one BBG member, Victor Ash, is demanding a more open process and public discussion of the proposed changes and expressing concerns that they could drastically limit public scrutiny of BBG operations. This goes on much longer. I suggest you read the whole story at BBG Watch, or in DX Listening Digest. I see on the website of Area 51, which is www.worldmicroscope.com, thanks to an appeal from Alan Weiner and resulting donations, we are pleased to return to daily operations on 5110. Look for new and interesting programming Monday through Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and longer hours on other nights, that is 8 to 11 p.m. on Fridays and 7 to 11 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday evenings. World of Radio is still scheduled, UT Saturdays at 01:30, although last week we did not start until almost 01:50. Two of the three transmitters at WEWN in Alabama continue to be surrounded by spurious hash, interfering with other shortwave stations, unfortunate enough to be too close to them. The one WEWN transmitter, which seemed to be okay, the one used in Spanish on 7555, has been missing certain nights during the past week. It's supposed to start at 0500. Also missing sporadically from the previous frequency before 0500, which is 5810. A bit of news from the NASB annual meeting May 10th and 11th. Dr. Donald Messer reported that a new system of oceanographic radar on HF has decided to stay clear of most of the frequency ranges used by U.S. shortwave broadcasters. An alert went out May 11th from 170 million Americans for public broadcasting. Congressional opposition to public broadcasting has been pretty quiet this year, but all that has changed since Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina began circulating a letter to his colleagues asking that the federal government eliminate future funding for public broadcasting. He's pushing his letter to every office in the Senate, asking his fellow senators to sign on. So now's the time to contact your senator, urging him or her to oppose eliminating funding for public broadcasting. You can read all about it at www.170millionamericans.org. Bob Foxworth sends an excellent article by Rachel Nolan in the New York Times Magazine May 6th. Must watch television, literally. Hugo Chavez's long-running, totally bizarre talk show, Alo Presidente, is both a throwback to an earlier era and a completely different kind of reality TV. A very good article, but she makes no mention of shortwave. It is available online. We're still seeing reports of Radio Tanzania Zanzibar on reactivated 11735, mostly from 2000 until sign-off at 2100. Ron Howard in California also reports their other frequency, 6015, seems to be back to routine broadcasting, signing on at 0257 May 9th, after test tones, recitations from the Quran at 0301, but reception was poor. Also listen for IDs as ZBC Radio, says Victor Gunatilika, or TBC for Tanzania Broadcasting Corporation, says S. Hasegawa. Propagation outlook from Boulder, issued May 14th. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 3 May 22nd and June 7th. Solar flux dropping from 130 May 16th to 115 May 24th to 31st and up to 135 by June 5th. And that's World of Radio 1617. I'm Glenn Hauser.